ashamed of you. We're not ashamed of you. Oh, we're not ashamed of you. We're not ashamed of you. We're not ashamed of you. Oh,
we're not ashamed.
We're not ashamed of you. We're not ashamed of you.
We're not ashamed of you.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise His name.
I will praise His name.
I will bless the Lord.
I will bless the Lord.
I will praise His name.
I will praise His name.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
I'll forever proclaim.
I'll forever proclaim. He's good.
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's my very best friend who loves me unconditionally.
Right.
Has anyone else had no hot water, so you had to put some water in a pan and put it on the stove and heat it? Has anyone had no heat on an extremely cold day? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you've had no electricity stumbling through the dark with a candle or a flashlight. I agree with Pastor Roy. Every time the lights come on, every time the water comes out, nice and hot, and every time the heat comes on when it's cold outside, it's a day to celebrate. You know, I was not invited. Everybody could be seated. I was not invited to give my testimony for the Easter drama. I was like, hello, I live here right in your house. I didn't get invited. So I decided to sneak a preach tonight. This month, April, marks 9 years of my deliverance from panic attacks, anxiety, and depression. As most of you know, I was raised in church. I received the Holy Ghost and was baptized at age 6. But 9 years ago, on April 12th, I was at an all-time low. I had lost 35 pounds in a short time. I shuffled around slowly and weakly. I looked in the mirror and saw a hollow-eyed stare. I avoided people. When I spoke, I would immediately start crying. Why? Because of the huge boulder of fear, hopelessness, and self-hatred that was sitting on my chest at all times. My chest literally hurt. I would pray and speak in tongues. Relief would come. But the second I rose from prayer, the boulder would come right back and park itself on my chest. The loneliness, the isolation. I was surrounded by folks who loved me, but no one could help me. On one Saturday morning, it was April 12th, 2008, I picked up the phone and called my friend Peggy Moran. I said, Peggy, I seem to recall that you once had panic attacks. She said, oh, yes, I did. I would lie in bed at night, frozen in fear and unable to sleep. I counseled with Pastor Thomas, and he advised me to get up out of bed, curse Satan in the name of Jesus, and spend time praising and worshiping my Savior. I took his advice, and the panic attacks left and never came back. When she said the magic words, never came back, suddenly I felt hope. For the first time, I felt hope. I immediately said bye and hung up the phone. I started by saying, Satan, you're a liar. I curse you in the name of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost that lives within me. And then I cursed the evil spirits of fear, depression, anxiety, and whatever else I could think of in the name of Jesus Christ. Some folks say that you shouldn't talk to Satan because he's only one being, and he probably can't hear what you're saying anyway. But my take is that the evil spirits that are surrounding me will rush down to hell or wherever he is and tell him everything I said. Anyway, I immediately felt everything leave, immediately. I felt like I was floating on air, so clean and so free. God's presence flooded my soul. I shouted, I cried for joy. I worshiped and danced in my kitchen on that glorious Saturday morning all by myself. My darkest hour suddenly flooded with life-giving light. Yeah. I firmly believe that the key to healing is this. I kept praying in the middle of my mess. I believe that God heard every prayer and saw every tear during that terrible time in my life. I remember specifically praying as Job did. I said, God, I'm going to go down worshiping. If you never deliver me, if you never heal me, I'm going to worship you anyway as long as I have breath. Yeah. Yeah. If I lose everything, I'm still going to be right here worshiping you. Keep praying in the middle of your mess. Keep praying in the middle of your addictions. Keep praying even though you keep failing. Satan hates it when you pray, so he tells you that you're so bad that God won't listen to your prayers. What a liar he is. He tells us that we have no hope. But in reality, he's the one who has no hope. He's going to burn forever. We're going to reign with Christ forever. So I started telling everyone about my miraculous healing. Some folks rejoiced with me, but others just looked at me silently like, we'll see. I saw the doubt on their faces, whatever. So tonight I'm celebrating healing and deliverance in Jesus' name.
Crucified.